Hi, parents. This is Kristen, creator of Detective Dexter. Are you ready to take control of your financial future? Then listen up, because I've got something that might just change the way you think about investing. This episode is brought to you by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest money for you. Making investments can be really intimidating. I knew I needed to invest in my future, but I didn't know where to start. So I signed up with Acorns. It was so easy, it took just a few minutes to sign up on the app. Acorns is a simple tool designed to improve lives. So if you're ready to start investing in your future without breaking a sweat, head to acorns.com/dexter or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement. May not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/dexter. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC. Acorns is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Dexter, a fawn-colored French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. He eats food cooked especially for him, has four beds, and countless tennis balls. Size small, of course. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter. Every morning after his human leaves for work, Dexter puts on his detective hat, heads out onto the terrace, leaps onto the ledge, and hops onto the fire escape where he keeps an office. His trusty assistant, a Pomeranian named Peanut, is always early, and there is always a line of city dogs who need help. We left off with Dexter, Peanut, Lily, and Gordy meeting Speedy, the dog Gordy was trying to save when he really made a bigger problem by stealing the dog catcher's keys. Speedy, the golden doodle, has caught up with them and sounded an alarm. The dog catcher is nearby. Speedy takes off down the street and makes a right. Dexter, Peanut, and Lily follow. Gordy lags behind them. But when he turns and sees the dog catcher down the block, he runs fast. They make it into an alley and hide behind a few dumpsters.
Speedy, why was the dog catcher after you?
I've been trying to trap him to save the dogs he catches, to stop him once and for all. I had the perfect trap until the pointer here ruined everything and ate the dog catcher's keys. Now the dog catcher has to use a new vehicle instead of the old one, and the new van is high tech. No breaking in, no breaking out, and it's even got night vision. So now, he can see us all day or night.
Oh, no. This is quite a problem.
Gordy, you have really messed up this time.
Nah, come on, guys. We'll fix it, right? 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 Fix it right up.
Oh, yeah? How are you gonna do that?
Yes, Gordy. I would really like to know if you have a plan.
Okay, so here it is. We hide in an alley, just like this one. We get one dumpster ready, leave it open, then we use one of us as bait. Let the dog catcher see you, then run back here. Whoever it is pretends to jump into the dumpster, but you really jump over it. Then the dog catcher will jump in and we slam the top shut and lock it. Then the garbage men will come and they've taken the dumpster and everything inside to the landfill. The garbage dump, the place where no one ever comes back from.
I have to say, Gordy, that is not a bad plan.
I'm pretty surprised, actually.
Same. Who's gonna be the bait?
I think we already know.
Yep, there's only one choice.
Oh, guys, no. You know I can't be the bait. I crack under pressure. I don't think.
It's settled. Gordy, you are the bait. We will wait. And then we vanquish the dog catcher.
But really.
Gordy, are you short-circuiting?
Yes, I am.
You got us into this mess, and you'll get us out, Gordy. And then we'll all go for a snack.
Oh, snack! That I can do. Snacks I can do. Okay, so I let him see me run. I run, I dodge the dumpster, he jumps in, we trap him, and then dim sum.
Oh, a good pork soup.
Yeah.
You know, Lily, he's not as annoying when you talk to him about food.
Then I'd have to talk about food all day.
There's no time. Let's do this.
I believe this alley will do. Let's open the dumpster closest to the street.
The dogs get the dumpster open. Dexter, Lily, Peanut, and Speedy hide behind it.
Gordy, go!
Gordy reluctantly heads out onto the sidewalk, tail between his legs. He walks down the block until he's back to where he was before, where the dog catcher was close by. And sure enough, there he is, trying to retrieve his keys.
Ew, gross!
Gordy sees the new dog catcher van. Speedy was right. It's a serious vehicle.
Don't mess this up. Don't mess this up, Gordy. Don't do it. Stick to the plan.
The dog catcher sees Gordy.
Hey, you!
Oh, no. The plan, Gordy. Stick to it. Stick to it.
Gordy takes off. The dog catcher chases him. He runs and runs. He makes it to the alley, but he's too fast and too scared and misses the alley.
No.
Gordy runs around the block. He misses the alley again.
The plan, Gordy. Your plan. Come on. You can do this.
Third time's a charm. Gordy ducks into the alley and jumps into the dumpster.
You're in the dumpster. Over it. Over it. Not in.
The dog catcher jumps in behind him. They scuffle.
Oh.
But Gordy launches himself out just in time for the dogs to slam the top shut. They put a stick where the lock is. And the dog catcher is caught.
We got him.
That was close. Can I have my snack now?
Soon, Gordy.
We can't leave until we're sure the garbage man will take the dumpster.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Right.
They do wait. And sure enough, they hear the garbage truck. And the dumpster is loaded on and taken away.
I didn't know they don't take all of them.
Me neither.
That was lucky. I hope we never see the dog catcher again.
At least for a while. He'll be back, and we'll be ready.
Can't thank you enough, guys. And you too, Gordy. I guess your trying to save me wasn't that bad after all.
If that's a thank you, then you're welcome. Now, how about that snack?
Ooh, yeah. His belly's rumbling. You in, guys?
I gotta get back. Next time.
Thank you, Speedy.
Anytime, guys.
I will join you for dim sum.
Ooh, great. I know a good spot on Mott Street.
What about Doyers? They've got some key places.
You do know your food. Have I met my match?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Matched up for life, Peanut. No getting rid of me now.
Oh, gosh. Just when I think we've turned a corner, you go full Gordy again.
He always does.
Looks like our work here is done, Peanut.
That's why they call us the D-Team.
I think now that I'm part of the group, we should remix a few things. Like, D-Team, that's not so great. G-Team, now that's got a ring to it.
Be quiet, Gordy!